First of all, just kind of tell me, I'll ask you about the pick six in here and everything in a sec, but I guess kind of just tell me about how that game went for your team and how you were able to kind of pull that thing out there in the end.
We knew going in that they were going to show us what they're going to do, and they're going to do it all game, and they didn't really care. They had the biggest line in the state of Iowa in 2A, and they're just going to run behind it. So we knew we had to step up and be physical. Maybe we didn't do our jobs quite as well as we hoped to in the first half, but we came out and made some adjustments, and I think we really took over in the second half as a defense.
Well, that last drive there where Wes Marshall just kept picking up yards, chunks at a time, their QB was just kind of racking up the yards on the ground there. You guys were able to come up with one final stand there when it mattered the most. Kind of just walk me through that last drive, kind of how that went for your team.
So when we went back and looked at the film, you know, we just decided we got to do a better job at getting off the field on third downs. There's some third and longs in there. We let them convert. But, I mean, we went to the huddle and they called a timeout with, like, I don't know, 30 seconds left or something. And Bonnet looked at us and said, if you don't love this, then there's not a reason for you to be out here. And that's truly what that drive was. You know, the final drive, it's either you stop them or you lose. You know, that's basically football, and that's why we love playing it.
Can they stop him on third down here on this one? They were unable to do so on the previous third down. A QB naked bootleg, and it's picked off by Colby Toole with the ball on the ground. Colby Toole returning it down inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, PCM. It was tipped, and Colby Toole just snagged it up out of there and returns it all the way to the house. It's 20-12 Mustangs.
It was tough to see, but it was thrown behind the receiver, and I wonder if it hit off his heel and bounced up in the air, because it looked like it hit the ground, but it must have hit his heel and bounced up right into Colby's hands, and he took it to the house.
Now, walk me through your pick six. I know it was kind of a crazy play with it ricocheted off of someone. Kind of just talk me through how that went for you, and you were able to return it to the house.
I saw the tight end coming. I really wasn't supposed to be out there. Like, it wasn't really my guy to cover, but I decided to go help because I saw the quarterback rolling. It bounced right off of his calf, and I somehow managed. I just had the quarterback to make miss, so, and I got to the end zone, so I was pretty happy about that.
Awesome. That was your first pick of the year, right?
First pick of my high school career and first pick six ever in my life, I think.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I guess let's kind of just talk about your season here. You've been the leader in tackles here throughout the entire season. Kind of, you know, as a linebacker, you're kind of tasked with being the leader of the defense. You know, kind of just talk about, you know, your role on the team, you know, and what you're doing here, especially in your senior year.
I think our defense is full of leaders, but I guess where I come into play, you know, kind of that guy that, you know, makes sure everybody's on point and super excited to go out there every game, you know, get them fired up and make sure that everybody stays fired up throughout the whole game.
For sure. Well, what do you think some of your top skills are, I guess, as a linebacker?
I think I read plays very well. I'm not the fastest kid, definitely not the biggest kid. Maybe probably the smallest kid out there at all times. So I play a lot with my eyes, and that's one thing that makes me a lot better than most, is being able to identify plays and see it before they know I'm seeing it, so I get there first.
Well, coming up this weekend's games, game in the Unidome against Waukon, I know you played quite a bit as a sophomore as well, so I think you're probably one of the few people that actually have playing experience in the Dome on this team, right?
Yeah, I played a little bit of special teams in the Dome. One of three or four kids, I think, on this team that got to, you know, Grayson and Gatlin and I think Berger. It's awesome. I can't wait to get back up there. I think we match up super well against Waukon, a lot better than we did against West Marshall. So I'm super excited to get out there and play again and prove that we're still alive and hope we win and go on for the title.
Well, of course, every team you're playing here, especially for the games in the Unidome, I mean, no team is going to be easy to beat. That being said, you know, how were you able to use, you know, that game against West Marshall and, you know, the film sessions that followed, you know, to really help you guys prepare for facing what could be an even tougher team?
We just basically looked at that film and that game as a blessing. You know, it really tested us, and that's what we hadn't seen yet and what we thought we needed. And so we got that, and so we basically just jumped right into the lock-on film, and we're super happy with how we match up. And we really do think that we're going to go in, and as long as the offense keeps putting points on the board, we're pretty sure that the defense can outscore these guys.
So here we go. First and goal from the one. Stock of the shotgun. Colby Toole is the running back. It is handoff to Tool. Dives forward. Touchdown, PCM. Colby Tool from just a yard outside the end zone.